To the Because Jill Said So podcast. I am talking today on my way to a networking event, and I had a couple of minutes. So, I want to talk about, again, kind of like helping the people around us and encouraging the people that we love and care about. I have a friend, her name is Kira. We worked together for multiple years. When I was running a lean service that I founded and ran for years and then sold. But Kira worked with me and she was amazing, like super good, hard worker, dedicated, did everything. She was also going to school full time. Well, now she is married and graduated and working with information logistics and logistics isn't the right word. Sorry, that makes me think of like things getting moved from one place to another. Analytics. Data and analytics, just really knowing where information is coming from and what it can be used for and everything like that. So she had reached out to me and she said, "So Jill, I have questions about like starting a business or what I could possibly do." And I was like, "Well then great, let's set up a day and let's brainstorm." So Saturday night, the two of us were FaceTime and FaceTiming. I think we can make that a verb. But we were just chatting and it was really neat to just kind of listen to all of her ideas and what she wanted to do. And thinking through as far as like what her market segment is, who her clients would actually be, or if what she wants to do is something easier to become essentially a subcontractor and work with businesses that already have the market share. In addition to that, we were talking about the do it once and done type services. So I personally like to craft and find things that I want to make, so I'll buy patterns. My favorite part about buying patterns now is that I can buy a pattern for anything, almost anything, less than $10, usually less than $5, and it'll have everything I need in there and tell me exactly what I need to do to create whatever it is I want to create. And yet that person who put the time and the hours and everything into creating that pattern, they get to sell that over and over again. Like the lady that I am buying the crochet pattern from, she is making $3 in her sleep every day, all day long. Like it's just happening. And that is really exciting to me. Like I like that idea. Like what can Kira make and create that can be used over and over again, whether that's in business, whether that's something for personal, individual people. Anyway, so we kind of just brainstormed some different ideas and different things that she liked or that she felt drawn to. A few of the things were a little bit challenging, and she's like, I don't know about that. And I thought, well, I mean, the challenging things, like why it doesn't seem challenging. Is it challenging because we really don't, like you have no desire for it? Or is it challenging because you just think it's too much? Like too much time, too much energy, too much brain power and bandwidth? Or is it just you're afraid that you can't do it? Because if it's too much because you think you can't do it, my suggestion is let's just give it a try. Like let's take a stab at it. If it's just overwhelming, don't do it if it's overwhelming. Too much is right underneath overwhelming. So anyways, it was a fun conversation. I really loved being able to touch base and catch up with her and come up with all kinds of ideas. So of course, I felt like, oh my goodness, I wanna do something. And that's what I do. I love coming up with new ideas and starting new things. And I realized over the years that I have to like throttle back. I can't do everything. I think I can, and I often try to, but I really can't. A good example of that was a couple Saturdays ago, I had a super sweet sister-in-law, and we were hosting a first birthday at my home for my nephew. And then in addition to that, I had my teenagers that were both off doing different things. Luckily, they were able to drive themselves where they needed to go. And then I had my two youngest children that they both had activities to be at different areas at the same time. And then somebody had to get picked up and then taken somewhere else. I mean, it was like I planned everything at the same time. Everything. Like, it was like a 2-hour period. Everybody had to be somewhere different, and I was supposed to, like, do it all. So that was interesting. I had some friends that were also involved, so we were able to work out some carpooling, and I did have to leave for a few minutes as I was bopping somebody around, and it all worked out. But that was just an example of, oh, yeah, I can do that. Oh, sure, we can do that. Oh, yes. And then I'm like, wow, I said, this is going to be a crazy Saturday. And it was. And that's okay. And if I dropped the ball and something didn't happen, then that would have been okay, too. All right, so today's podcast theme is theme. Why do we always have to have a theme for a podcast? I mean, I don't think that everybody wants to just listen to my rambling thoughts. But I was talking about Kira, and I was talking about starting businesses and business ideas and things that you can make into patterns and sell over and over. Digital something that you can create and sell over and over. The other actual really great idea for businesses is subscription-based services or stuff like that. It's becoming a huge thing, subscription-based. Whether that's a box that you get in the mail of makeup. By the way, I love Ipsy. And if you've never heard of it, I don't know. I thought I was the last one to hear about it. So if you've never heard of Ipsy, maybe you're the one that lives under the rock. And I was just partway under the rock. But Ipsy is this cute little website. It's 10 bucks a month, and they give you five different makeup, hair, or skin products. You fill out your little profile. You tell them if you have, you know, oily skin or dry skin or curly hair, straight hair or blonde, or you like different colors or what your skin type is, all that stuff. And then they send you, it feels like free product, but you're paying 10 bucks a month for it. And oftentimes it's like really good stuff, like really great skincare stuff. And I mean, it's sample sizes. It's enough to kind of use it for a couple of weeks and be like, yeah, I really like this. But then oftentimes it's a whole, like I got a whole mascara and I love mascara. And to get a whole one for $10 when I would probably pay at least that, you know, and when I go to a store, so everything else felt like it was for free. But there you go, subscriptions. Like, what do you like? And what do you do regularly? And how do you make that into a business? And if it already is a business, if somebody is already doing that, then how do you take the idea, tweak it, make it different/better? And maybe it's just different. I mean, different doesn't have to be, better doesn't have to be, different doesn't have to be better. It just has to be different. And then how do you launch that? And then there's all the logistics, but still, like, it can be done. So that's fun. All right, well, I don't have a whole lot more to talk about. I've got a whole bunch of work drama going on, and I'm sure I will, once I'm through that, I'll be at a point where I can, like, verbally vomit all of the information, but until then, I'm still processing. So yeah, this has been Jill. Today I was, because Jill said so, I don't know if I really have advice today. Just, you're doing great. Whatever it is you're doing, like working hard, taking care of your kids, or just going to work and doing you, right? Taking care of yourself, chances are, you're doing great. Like, we got this. All right. I will talk to y'all later. And this is Jill with Because Jill Said So podcast. And I am signing off. If you like what you hear, even though it's still kind of random and I haven't figured out my theme yet, like and subscribe. I know that helps me out a whole lot. And if you don't like it, then just stop listening and skip to another podcast. But hopefully you like it. Okay, bye.